Rock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. It's lovely.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Happy Friday. I want to pump you up too. I want to be positive and bring you just, you know, all these great things that you can go out and do. But, well, no. Nanny government has told you, you need to stay home. You need to physical distance. But it doesn't mean that we can't have a great time. It doesn't mean that we can't enjoy each other's company in one way or another. And boy, did I get a great email this morning that I absolutely love. And I want to share it with you. So yesterday I had made two mentions that we were going to have the petition for the recall of Sisolak out at the Spanish Springs Library. Just mentioned it twice and mentioned it a few times. Go on to fightfornevada.com. So I got this email this morning. Thank you for mentioning the recall petition signing on your show. It was a great turnout! Exclamation point. Yay. Good. Good. You see the control, the power, the just coming up with whatever he can to, you know, insert his leanings. He's got to be out. He's got to be out. I'll be sending the information today on to a First Amendment lawyer. I'm so excited he agreed to look at this, that, boy, the Secretary of State's office has the power to say, you know what, we're going to do a mail-in vote. Yet they don't have the power to say, you know what, yes, you're in the process of collecting signatures, the governor, to recall the governor. The governor has put out an order of you need to stay at home, yet we're not going to extend your deadline. Sounds fishy to me. Sounds like your ability to not collect these signatures because of the governor who you are trying to recall. Sounds like that's against the First Amendment. Oh, wait, it was also this governor and his legislative, cronies, monkeys, ne'er-do-wells, whatever you want to call them. Also changed the recall process, which, again, I believe is unconstitutional because it is in the Nevada Constitution. And they didn't take that as a vote to the people. Finally, a lawyer stepping up to help. But here's also the great news. Lawyers cost money. And every single thing that we've come up against, whether it be trying to recall the governor, whether it be trying to get information, just public information through the AG's office, actually through anywhere, stopped and blocked. And no lawyers stepping up to say, hey, you know what, this is wrong. Just because this is going on, the coronavirus, the entire world shut down because of China, well, We're going to start a GoFundMe page that will be looked over by a kind of like a board. I don't know. I have to come up with a community board or something. So it's not just one person handling it. For legal fees, that we can hire some of these fantastic lawyers because, well, like somebody said the other day, they've got bills to pay too. They've got to pay their employees. They've got to, you know, do whatever. So, that being said, maybe we can finally get some stuff done. Wouldn't that be nice? Got a poll question for you today. I find it probably the one of the most important questions because the president is trying to be on the bright side, which I absolutely love when he does that. But of course, the stupid people in there asking him stupid questions, just so annoying. He wants to see this economy open up as soon as possible. I get it. You can't have people wandering around New York. I get it. I get it that you don't really want to do that in parts of California. Story County? Can you bring up Story County again? Do we have any cases of Story County having the coronavirus? As I do that, my screen goes black. It's like, computers. Let's see. Story County. Active cases, recoveries, total, zero. Why can't Story County open up for businesses? Lyon County, six total cases. No deaths. Douglas County, nine cases. No deaths. Carson City, six total or 16 total cases, no deaths. Why can't these counties open up for business, take precautions, clean? I'm sorry, I think China unleashed this because they know that people are lazy. We don't wipe down chairs. We don't wipe down countertops between each person to sanitize things. You go into some bars and restaurants and they're all using the same dirty rags to wipe things down that they've used all day. Just because you have a spray bottle of cleaner doesn't mean that that rag is not dirty. Look at the sponges and the towels in your own home. You wipe something up, you hang it back up to dry. These counties and these cities across the country who are doing the right thing should not be shut down. So here's your poll question. Do you think businesses should be allowed to reopen? Yes, no, and then the other. Remember, you can hit other and put in your own comment there because I know that yes or no doesn't answer the question appropriately. In hot spots? Absolutely not. In places like the Quad Counties here? Absolutely. But no, not with Governor Sisolak at the helm. So yesterday's poll question, how would you choose to vote in the 2020 election? 40% said current system is just fine. 2%. Just 2% said mail-in. Nobody chose online or smartphone voting. This is why I have the smartest listeners. Total hack job. Kids could be hacking in to the systems they come up with nowadays. You know, those brains at Microsoft and at Apple still can't put a product out that's totally safe. 2% said, 2% did say most of the time, why bother? 56%. I love you guys. In person with voter ID. Absolutely. That would take care of the problem right there. But the Democrats don't want that because it's really? It's racist? No, it's not. It's because you don't want your voters being called out because they don't have the proper ID, i.e., illegals. Paying for the illegal votes. Not straight out cash, no. That would be illegal. By voting to the left and making sure that every illegal has every benefit of this country out there. Healthcare, education, list goes on and on. Now, they have stopped. Get out the phone numbers. Get out the emails. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. They're the ones that lead it up. Flat out no on $250 billion. Input, clean bill. That's it. Just get it in to the SBA because they've maxed out on loans for small businesses. No. Because they want add-ons. They want illegals to get the benefits. And then, of course, whatever else they can throw in. Democrats can't vote on a clean bill. You should be flooding Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's emails, phone calls to where the system crashes. Just like they caused all this to happen to where the unemployment system crashes. Overwhelmed. People are just finally, after months, starting to get the help that they need. Wouldn't you think from day one that if people are going to start getting laid off, you better get a big influx into the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation to answer phone calls, to help online, put out extra phone numbers, put out extra email addresses? I guess that's just the common person, the common person's thought. The people that actually have to go through all this pain and suffering because you know that all of those elected representatives, even the Republicans, they're not going through this pain and suffering right now. 991fmtalk.com. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question, and I appreciate you participating in yesterday's as well. So, I got to share this with you before we take a break. Just got a quick email from Ryan. Who cares what Governor Sisi has to say? He takes his mask off, and first thing he did was put his fingers in his mouth yesterday at his press briefing. Yeah, I caught that too. Thanks, Ryan, for reminding me. We'll be back right after this. Hopefully that put a smile on your face.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Friday to you. And not just that, it's Good Friday as well. Coming up in, oh, about almost an hour from now. I hope you can join me if you have to go away for any moment, or you can always come back and check the podcast. Have a very special guest joining us, and she's got answers for a lot of questions out there. And that is Kendra Kolanowski. She is from Waste Management. She's their PIO. So, well, actually, she's a lot more than that. So we're going to the bigwigs for some of these answers on the questions that I've been getting lots of. You know, why aren't things being picked up? Why are things being closed? We're supposed to stay clean out there with this CVD-19. Speaking of CVD-19, let's give a quick update brought to you by Real Construction Coronavirus Update. Cases across this beautiful country of ours, 478,000, more than that. Deaths, 17,927. But the numbers that you really should be paying attention to are the 26,163 who have already recovered. And if you're a Fox News fan, that includes Jedediah Bila and her husband. Finally came out. They'd been missing in action for a little bit. They had the virus, but not the baby. So, blessings to them. Statewide, we have seen 86 deaths. 22,000, almost 21,000 people have been tested. A little over 2,500 positive. But over 20,000 people have tested negative. 86 deaths here in Nevada. Here locally, we went over the Quad Counties number earlier. They have no deaths. We've had 10 deaths in Washoe County. Only 25 people are hospitalized right now for the virus. People are recovering. This is not a death sentence. Yet it shut down literally all of this country. But not everybody. 24/7 availability. If you need your home or business secured from vandalism or looters, Real Construction, they've got it covered for you at 359-0700. We've got a lot of stuff to go over today, because the government, even though they've told you to shut down your business, your life, you need to stay inside the house. Heaven forbid you go out and go paddle boarding on the ocean. You're arrested. We arrest people that try to explain the sense of this. You arrest people that are just out walking, getting fresh air. They don't have a mask on. Yet you let criminals who've been prosecuted, found guilty, given a sentence, and you let them out of jail. And then you take this person that you just arrested for just being outside and you stick them into a holding cell with a bunch of other people. Not physical distancing. Can somebody please explain the sense of that? Because for me, it's just downright asinine. It's not even stupid. It's like steps above that. What are you going to do when the truth finally comes out? Are you going to be a truth warrior? Are you going to fight back this election season? As Jeff Church put it during a meeting the other day, no incumbents. What do you think about that? No incumbents. Just start fresh. Is that even possible? No, because you have people in there that aren't up for re-election right now. So there'll always be incumbents in there at some point. But something has to change. And I'm not talking about Republican versus Democrat. I'm talking everybody that's in there who's making these decisions that are hurting the citizens of this city, of this county, of this state, of this country, with the decisions that they're making. It's obscene. We'll be back after this Fox News update on your live and local FM talk show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk. There is
a house. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you're looking for a job or you're looking for an employee, HireMeNevada.com. Best place to go. It's all right there for you and constantly being updated because everything is constantly changing. So, got some new companies on there and, yeah, you do what you have to do. For right now, HireMeNevada.com. 884-9910, that's the number to call if you would like to discuss any of the issues that are going on right now. Local issues coming up, waste management. We've got the representative from Waste Management joining us at about 11:30. Also, looking at what's going on around town, well, everything. Because for government, for the most part, it's business as usual. Having their meetings, even though you can't attend in person. But everything else still going on. Fire department, I'm seeing stories every day. They're knocking fires down, saving lives, saving property. Comfortable do you feel with the actual legislators working, with city council still working away, decisions being made? And when they say, does anybody have any disagreement about this? Any pros, any cons? And the public doesn't get to respond. You don't get to say anything. Just something that you should be thinking about. Something else that you should be thinking about is the breakdown and the legitimacy of numbers. So disappointing, frustrating to hear that one of the leads in the coronavirus task force, Dr. Birx, and I'm sure it's not just her, it's those around her. It's never just one person. It's the team. Saying if the person dies and they have coronavirus, that's what you report it as. How can you appropriately say that these people have died from the coronavirus when they've had a heart attack, when they've had a history of heart disease, and they have a heart attack? Anybody that falsifies those records, just I'm sorry, they need to face consequences. Because we need the most accurate information possible. when it first came out about the coronavirus, oh, kids didn't need to worry. You know, this is attacking older folks, compromised immune systems, underlying health conditions. Then people in their 20s and 30s and 40s started passing away. Why is that? Did you ever stop to think that the people who are vaping, their lungs have been damaged? U.S. doctors are reportedly eyeing vaping as a possible factor in the alarming number of hospitalizations among young adults diagnosed with COVID-19. Medical experts began floating the theory last week after the Center for Disease Control, CDC, reported that up to 20% of people hospitalized with the virus were between 20 and 44. When someone's lungs are exposed to flu or other infections, the adverse effects of smoking or vaping are much more serious than among people who do not smoke or vape. Isn't that one of the reasons why we need the utmost accuracy when it comes to information gathering? So people can understand that if you smoke or if you vape, even though you feel great and you say you're healthy, when something like COVID-19 comes around, you are at a much higher risk. Don't you think that's important information to know? Doctors and scientists are now figuring out that it could make it actually worse for young people. You can only react, respond, move forward for warnings, for cures, anything in the future. You have to start with accurate information. And I don't think we're getting it. Japan. They are going to spend billions of dollars to get manufacturing out of their biggest trade partner, China. They're going to bring it home or they're going to send it to other countries. We should as well. But we have to have good memories. Because the government money is going to be used to help companies move out of China and back to the U.S. Government money. Your money. Your tax dollars. We have to hold these companies responsible as well. Well, they moved to China because the cost of labor was so much better. If you actually follow the trends, if you look at China, the benefits that these companies received so many years ago when they packed up and moved to China because Clinton, Bush Jr., Bush Sr., and Obama did nothing but cow down to China. Those benefits aren't there. It's very comparable to the wages that are here in this country. So get the magic wand waved and bring those companies back. But also hold them accountable. It shouldn't be completely on the taxpayer. Log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Love to hear from you. Do we need to start opening up businesses? Do we need to start letting these people get their livelihoods back? Yes, no, other. You can put in your own question there or your own answer. Yesterday's poll question, how do you choose to vote in the 2020 election? 40% said the current system's just fine. You can do it in person. You can do it by mail, whichever is easiest for you. And there's even some early voting in there. 52% said, though, in person and with voter ID. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Terry. Terry wants to talk about voting. Hey, Terry.
Hey. What they need to do is the politicians always take our voter ID away from us. Let's put that on the ballot and let the people vote it in and not have the politicians do it.
That's the most important thing that we can do. Terry, you're absolutely right. Yeah. And let's not lump them. It's not the politicians. It is the Democrats.
Yes.
I literally put the blame squarely on Democrats. Democrats do not want voter ID.
I know that half of Clark County wouldn't be able to vote.
Exactly. Terry, what do you think about mail-in voting?
No, it's too crooked. Too much corruption there.
You know,
potential corruption.
It's put in place for people who are gone, military men and women, people who are traveling, people who are elderly who can't, you know, stand in the lines. There's absentee ballots. That's easy. It's always been there. If more people want to do it, that's fine. But mail-in voting, that's how you get the dead voting, Terry.
Oh, yeah. Everybody be voting.
You know, exactly.
The other thing I wanted to say about, I didn't get that podcast for the First Amendment and all that other stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I did want to say one thing. To take our government back, we need to go to Washington by the millions and clog the streets and surround the buildings and take our government back that way. Because if we don't do that, it's just going to get further and further away from us.
It is. It's just so hard for people to, and it's going to be even harder now because people don't have the money to travel to Washington. They don't have the money to take the time off. But you should be clogging up the streets of the local areas of where the Democrats are either working or giving speeches. You know, it's great to go out and see the Republicans talk, but I would start paying more attention to where the Democrats are talking and doing their sound bites and showing up there. So, Terry, I got to take it. Oh, sorry, Terry. I had to cut you off there. We'll be back after this with a quick update from Jeff Church on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Not just apps, but all kinds of cool stuff. You know that line I'm always telling you to call, 884-9910? That's also our text line, and you can leave a voicemail for us there that will be texted over to me. How cool is that? 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, that's pretty much what we're doing. We live in the age of technology. I just texted Jeff Church, told him to get on the line so we could talk about a few things. And we talked about open meeting laws last week. And this week, we're going to wrap it up with their open meeting law violations. That is a very important word to put on there. But Jeff Church joins us right now to talk about the things that you should be keeping up on. And that is watching for overtime. Overtime of any government representative, anything that you're paying for with tax dollars. And right now, looking at the fire department. Hi, Jeff. Thanks for joining me again.
Good morning. There's so many things we can talk about, and I do want to talk about the primary very briefly, too, but which do you want to do first?
Let's do the fire department.
Okay. Now, you won't believe this. This is the Reno Fire Department, but you need to be a watchdog about your local agency. They have overtime. They have four-person crews, which almost nobody does. I want the listeners to guess how many hours of overtime Reno Fire Department does daily. Are you ready for this?
Daily?
Daily. 252 hours daily. Roughly somewhere in the vicinity of $7 to $10 million a year in overtime. You can't make that up.
But don't they work 24-hour shifts?
I mean, well,
how is that calibrated?
Some would say they scam the system, but they call in sick. They take time off. Whatever they do, under the contract, they have four-man crews, four-person crews. So when somebody takes off, they have to backfill that position. And a normal agency would say, well, no, we'll survive with three. That's what everybody does, except for them. So most agencies are three-person crews, but they have this contract rigged so bad that they have to pay the overtime. And by the way, the city council has the authority during this pandemic, or alleged pandemic, to suspend the contract in an emergency. So they could say three-person crews are fine, but they
won't.
You know
what? That's what concerns me, Jeff. And this was brought up last night at the Nevada Patriot virtual meeting when we had a couple of constitutional lawyers on, and that is Sparks, Reno, and Washoe do not work together. I mean, how can you have three different entities making all their own rules and still have something that's cohesive?
Well, you know, the other ones work well together with automatic aid, but Reno thinks they're the only ones in town, and they oppose automatic aid unless it's forced down their throat. You know, it's even when you ask other fire departments what they think, they look at the ground and don't want to answer because it's out of control. The Reno Fire Department is out of control, and it's going to bankrupt Reno.
Well, it's not just the fire department. It's the police department as well. What did you want to say? How can people find out more information on about the overtime and do something about it?
Yeah, we can elect new officials. If there's lawyers listening, I mean, we have money to pay, but we don't have a lot of money. But we're looking for reduced rates, but some lawyer that cares, because this affects you as a lawyer. If you live in Reno, or if you are dependent, on automatic aid or something from Reno, they've closed two of their fire stations, by the way, in Reno. They got their big pay raises, and they closed two fire stations. So if you live in Somerset or up by Collin Ranch, you really need to be outraged that your fire department's not open.
Yeah, because as we see, the fires are still going on. Things still happen.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing there, though, too, is a group of us are going to start a GoFundMe page to help with these legal services. Jeff, real quickly, because I gotta get to somebody else. What about the primary? Did you want to mention
what that comes back should be public information, and the registrar of voters should look into whether that person voted. So when the mailer gets mailed out, comes back, we need to look at those, see if they voted in the last election, and look into that. Golden opportunity, once in a lifetime, to look for voter fraud.
That really is. I would have no problem with, my vote being publicized out there. We have to change the system for the better. We have to change the people for the better. And we just have to do better for our community, not just our cities, our counties, our state as a whole. You know what is better, though, is when you have that great comfort food. So joining me right now is JP, owner of Pinocchio's, also master chef at Pinocchio's. Hey, JP.
Happy Friday, Monica. How are you?
Happy Friday. It's Friday, and I can't think of anything better right now except for calling in or Facebooking Pinocchio's at Pinocchio's Bar and Grill to get something yummy for either lunch or dinner. What are the specials today?
Well, today, with the fish and chips we had last night, we are going to have today. So that'll be a great lunch special along with other choices, some fresh salads and some stuff on the menu. Look at that on Facebook. Tonight, we're going to do an Applewood smoked prime rib and a barbecued baby back ribs.
I was just thinking about ribs the other day. That sounds fantastic. All that great protein. Yeah, but you know I'm all about the extras, JP. For people calling in and say they heard it on the Monica J Show or on 99.1, what do they get extra?
Well, we're going to give them, we're going to go big. It's Friday, right? You got a weekend ahead of you. We got Easter coming this weekend. And for those that call up and say that they heard it from Monica, if you order the prime rib, you're going to get, well, first choice, you can get a roll of toilet paper. Or you can get a bottle of Tab, a bottle of champagne, or a bottle of Chardonnay, the Pinocchio wine. So you can get one of them or a roll of toilet paper when you order the Applewood smoked prime rib.
You got great choices there. It's Pinocchio's on Facebook at Pinocchio's Bar and Grill. Thanks, JP. You have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And a happy Good Friday, everybody, as well. We'll be back after this Fox News update. Thanks for being here.